Let's go to Rob, who is on the phone. Hello, Rob.
Hi there, Chris.
You've got a question for us about immersion heaters.
One often hears that switching off a heater at night, for instance, for a few hours, will create massive savings of electricity and thereby cost. And I'm just not understanding that. A reasonable geyser will stop any heat loss. You'll get a very small heat loss, but you're not going to save huge amounts of money. Or have I got that all wrong?
Let's ask Dave and Dominic, who are our resident physicists. So should you leave the immersion heater on all the time, or is it better to turn it off and only turn it on when you want it, Dave?
So essentially, with something like a hot water tank, the hotter it is, the more energy it's going to be losing. So if it's not very well insulated, the effect is even bigger. Essentially, if you keep it hot all the time, then you'll be losing lots of electricity, lots of energy, so you're going to have to put more electricity in there to keep it hot. If you turn off the electricity, it will cool down, and the more it cools down, the less heat it will lose. Now, almost the best solution would be to improve your insulation, but if you can't do that, or that's expensive or difficult, turning it off will save energy. I couldn't say off the top of my head how much it's actually going to lose.
It's interesting, if you look at the typical electricity usage of a house, I think heating is one of the really big costs you tend to have. And that's water heating, but also space heating. You know, if you look at an airing cupboard where you've got a hot water tank in there and you feel it, it feels hot. So that heat is leaking out of that tank into your house. So if you've got that on all night, then you're basically heating your house with your hot water tank all night.
Jolly nice. Could be useful in my house. It's freezing in wintertime.